South Sudanese citizen David Juma says the date 67 years ago is one of the most important days in South Sudan's history, noting that back then Southern Sudanese were more united as they struggled to achieve independence. The Torit Mutiny is said to be the beginning of the first civil war in Sudan and was the first Southern Sudanese rebellion in the Sudan. Juma says the Sudan People Liberation Movement, or SPLM, which was founded later in 1983, contributed much to the liberation of South Sudan. But he says the Anyanya Rebel Movement, which shot the first bullet against the Khartoum government in 1955, helped raise the concerns of South Sudanese.
The SPLM did their part, they fought for it, but the truth of the matter is that the first bullet was not shot by the SPLM. This is what they should be putting in their mind. So the SPLM actually came and started where the Anyanya veteran stopped. So I'm trying to say that Veteran Day is more important and it is historic.
The Anyanya 1 rebellion, which was led by Joseph Lagu, lasted from 1955 until 1972 between the northern part of Sudan and the Southern Sudan region that demanded representation and more regional autonomy. Juma says it is shameful that nobody cares to celebrate such an important day today, which led to the freedom of South Sudan from the Khartoum regime.
But they don't care. The history has been distorted, and then nobody wants to remember any sacrifices made by others, apart from what they do. So it is actually a moral blunder not to celebrate this day. This is what I can say, because it is one of the most important days. It is like SPLA Day. It is like Independence Day. Because without those people who started to fight for our rights, where would SPLA start? They came and started it where the Anyanya veterans stopped. So it is the day worth remembering.
The rebellion started just before the 1956 independence of Sudan. The predominant Arab-led government of Khartoum showed little commitment to granting the South a federal system. This was observed as a deliberate exclusion of Southern leaders in the political, economic and governance planning of an independent Sudan. It is reported that the civil service and administration were increasingly placed in Northern Sudanese hands. Garang Akol, another South Sudanese citizen, says the Torit Mutiny marks the Southern Sudanese journey to end injustice and slavery by the North.
The struggle for liberty, justice and freedom is within our own hands. We must always endeavor to struggle to ensure that justice is achieved and prosperity is also gotten in order for our country to move forward. This is the essence of the Torit Mutiny.
On August 18, 1955, a number of Southern Sudanese leaders were rearranged for trial after being accused of inciting the population against the government. The Southern Sudanese alleged they had received a telegram indicating that Northern Sudanese administrators had been instructed to mistreat Southerners. Following that allegation, a number of soldiers in various government units were also picked out for arrest. But rather than surrender, a unit known as Sudan Defense Force Equatorial Group, composed mainly of Southerners, disappeared into the bushes and hid with their weapons. In the days to follow, more Southerners mutinied in Juba, Yei, and Maridi. This officially marked the beginning of the first war in Southern Sudan in August 1956. The struggle was made up of former Southern Army officers, warrant officers, civilians, and a small number of non-commissioned officers. It is said that at first fighting was uncoordinated and that the mutiny was spearheaded by Father Santorino Ohure, General Emilio Tafureng, and Ali Batala. It is estimated that between 5,000 to 10,000 personnel escaped to the bush and launched attacks on the Sudanese government. In 2019, President Salva Kiir declared August 18 every year as Veteran Day. However, today, no major event is taking place. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.